It's hard enough for mainstream rappers to hold on to longevity and keep their fans listening. Independent artists often struggle even more for staying power, especially without big label budgets to promote their product. But veteran artist Mr. Lif has thrived on the rap scene, where he's found fertile ground for his aggressively political themes and raw production. NPR's Christopher Johnson reports, Lif's new album, Momega, represents the Boston rapper's trademark sound.
It seems like every rapper's got a music video out these days. Some of them look like big resort island parties, with women dressed for strip club talent shows and men sporting big diamonds and hugely expensive cars.
All right, here we go. Stand by. Quiet, please. Friends, roll.
But Mr. Lif's video for the song Brothers is set in the cold basement of an electronics store buried in downtown Los Angeles' industrial backside. Horror movies have been filmed here. It's almost too dark to see the old machine oil and fake blood splatters that decorate the walls.
Yeah, I probably need to get blotted off again.
Yeah, she's coming on.
Lif is a one-man act, so all the lights, cameras, and a small production crew are focused on him. He presses through the hot, exhausting repetition, and when he pauses for makeup and to readjust his thick mane of dreadlocks, Lif looks tired.
Brother man, shooting a video is hard work.
Hard work. But with a music video comes publicity and a way to draw more people to the song's political message. Brothers is a hardcore indictment of U.S. leadership for what Lif sees as its failure to stop crises in Rwanda, Darfur, and New Orleans.
The song Brothers is obviously another extension of the fact that I'm extremely concerned about the black community, I'd say, in North America, but really the global communities of color, because it's just not an emergency if a bunch of people of color are sick and dying.
The Bush administration's worth nothing, just good. Throw them in a barrel, buck them, or you ain't know them floodwaters was coming. You can't smell that African blood running. All the young niggas is worthless or something. Clinton too, you ain't really down because you live uptown, bitch, Rwanda. Check out what we're looking at here across water. In the ghettos, brothers and sisters, it's self-slaughter.
I'm emulating my own heroes, you know what I'm saying? I'm emulating an era of hip-hop before it got quote-unquote poisoned by, you know, just big business.
Lif says he comes from a lyrical lineage of protest rappers that stretches back at least a couple decades. His songs are often frank discussions of race and social injustice, just like music by the iconic groups Public Enemy and Boogie Down Productions from the late 80s. The old-school one-to-the-chin wit is there, too. It's a skill he's been honing since he got his first rap tape in 1986. Lif grew up in Boston, where his Bayesian immigrant parents stressed education. So he tried college for 2 years, then quit to chase his rap dreams. When Lif landed on the underground hip-hop scene in the 90s, he got love early on from fans and critics. His first album, 2002's I, Phantom, features the song Return of the B-Boy. It's the story of Lif's epic battle to revive what he sees as hip-hop's more imaginative past.
The music was a form of survival for cats that were disenfranchised, and like cats took their turntables and plugged them joints into the streetlight, man, and made music. I think that that's just something that you can't ever forget.
Through the earth vapor, looking up and down as we walk towards solid ground. What my jaw dropped and what I found. Classics by Tribe Quest, De La Soul, BDP, PE, and Run DMC. Ruin the retreat fee. Criminal mind takes a nation a mill time to kill.
The new disc Momega is a concept album. The title itself captures what Lif describes as an irreconcilable clash between the world's wealthy elite and the have-nots. He takes on the UN, Homeland Security, even fast food corporations.
A new disease that you caught at Mickey D's. In your quarter pounder with cheese, order with ease. Supersize, please. Can you believe people ain't even survived through the drive-thru? And they thought they were live too. Pulling off, pumping raw base, stuffing fries in their face. Over a billion served, what they never deserved. So they drove away, they swerved into the curb. With their head on the steering wheel, kids blacked out in the back.
All the dense politics can be a drag, especially on Lif's chances at a pop chart slot. He admits if he wants more radio play, he could slice out the social commentary, but then it wouldn't be his music.
My art would be dead if I wasn't speaking my mind, dude. The minute I'm sitting there second guessing, like, you know, just trying to bite my tongue on a bunch of topics that I honestly feel, you know, like, it would just die in my own eyes. If most of the music out there isn't making people think about anything, well, let me be one of the cats that has some music that people have to listen to and think about. Even if it's just that my music is so abrasive that people gotta decide whether they even want it on or not, because it can't be background music.
Notice this flashlight, motherfucking DT sleaze bag, spraying with
the black flag fingerprinting like he's Simpson or something. Now look at son sitting in a jail cell, witnessing real hell. In the next cell, bragging about his many cases. Roaches racing laps in less than 40 paces.
Although the album is thick with indignation, Lif also insists on having fun. There are comic rap tracks, a dedication to his own child, and a song about sex. It's Lif's way of pulling himself down off the soapbox.
I'm roped into same television shows you're into. I have trouble paying my electricity bill, my water bill. When the envelopes show up at my house, they stress me out. You know what I'm saying? I'm worried about going gray. Healthcare is an issue. All the same things that bother everyone else. I have a ton of vices just like everyone else, but I'm just going to share how I feel, and I'm not afraid to be sincere about it.
Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
You can hear full-length cuts from Mr. Lif's album Momega on our website at npr.org. Tell me I love it when you're sweaty and hot. Now give it to me, rough boy, whether or not you wash it up. You just look so fine. I need to feel your body and we can't waste time. Wash it up or just save it for later. Let me tease you, you're my favorite flavor. Wash it up, boy, you got my knees shaking, back aching. You amazing, virgin. Wash it up or you can wash me too.